Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We do have a little work we need to do in the 5 o'clock hour here because, once again, 413 says, you don't do research. Tom Brady came out and praised Drake May today. Look it up. So apparently there may be some fresh Tom Brady praise for Drake May that we need to look for. So he has spoken. The GOAT has come down from his high horse and has spoken about Drake May, finally. But we'll get to that a little bit later. It is 5 o'clock, a little early in the 5 o'clock hour. I usually wait till like 5:08:34 before we do this. But it is time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
We indeed spoke with Drake May to kick off the show just after 2 o'clock here on a Patriots Monday, and we touched on all topics, his success, his head coach, the game ball he gave Mike Vrabel, all of those things and more, including another scintillating edition of May or May Not. So it's all next right here on WEEI Afternoons. It's Drake May. Joining us on the guest line here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons is Drake May. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, I almost can't even ask you how you're doing this week. How could you be doing badly? You're in a 4-game winning streak. You're in the second seed in the conference. You completed 21 of 23 passes. Safe to say you're having fun these days?
Trying to. We got to keep it up. But yes, sir. Big win yesterday, and we got a tough challenge this week, so it should be some fun.
Let's start at the beginning of that game yesterday where you guys ran the ball chunk play after chunk play to Ramondre Stevenson, something I know you guys have been saying is close. Josh has been telling us patience, and it was working early on there. When you see that kind of success on the ground as a quarterback, are you thinking, oh, this is going to pay off because this is going to open play-action passing game, and this is really going to make this offense that much tougher to deal with?
Yeah, I think that's what you can think. I was really just thinking, hey, keep on feeding them. Keep on feeding the run game. That's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep giving it, and those guys were giving Andre some room, and they were making plays. So that's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep on running it.
Drake, what does it mean to you now, 18, 19 starts into your career, not even halfway through your second season in the NFL, to be achieving such statistical rarities every week, earning your name in all of these graphics on television and social media next to Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Joe Montana? I mean, you're on such a statistical roll right now. It's almost like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think one of the best things that Coach Vrabel was saying this week, playing the Titans last week, was, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting, and it's cool to be, in those graphics and whatever you mentioned. But I think what's important is trying to keep it going, keep on winning games. And you've got a home stretch here, so looking forward to getting back in front of the home crowd and give these home fans something to cheer for.
Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? And I ask that because last night when the media in your press conference told you you were 21 of 23, you set the record for completion percentage, you were like, yeah, but there was a couple I'd like to have back, a couple I made bad decisions on. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
Yeah, I think it's the nature of playing this position. You want to be perfect, and you're never going to achieve it, and you're going to try. But, yeah, there's times where I feel like I tucked it, and I had some guys open, and there's, you know, one on the sideline I missed, tied a Kyle on one of the first third downs. So there's still stuff we left out on tape, and I'm thinking the fourth quarter we can do a better job of, you know, really putting them away. And really from that standpoint, that's how you got to look at it and still try to learn from these wins that we do, keep stacking.
Let's go back to what I think most of us believe to be. Well, some might say it was the pass to Diggs on the sideline, but to me it was the deep ball, 39-yard touchdown to Kayshon Booty late in the second quarter that was the pass of the day. I think you guys needed that touchdown right there to really kind of wrest control away from the Titans because they were up early on you, 10-3. Take us through that how that one evolved. Booty said that you guys practiced that one all week, and I was just curious if you knew that on the TV broadcast, Jason McCourty said right before you took the snap, stepped back, and hucked it 55 yards that he was guaranteed sure that Josh McDaniels was going to slow play the drive and make sure you guys ended with the ball in your hands trying to score right as the clock expired.
No, I didn't see that. That's funny. I think you're just trying to score a touchdown. Usually kind of in a two-minute scenario, you try to you always take a shot deep to try to get a touchdown. We did the same thing last week. In New Orleans, and I think they gave us an opportunity. We took advantage of it, but what a catch! I saw the replay of the catch with Kayshon. Golly, that was a heck of a catch, and I think you're always trying to come out with points, and you know they say the term double dip after halftime to get points before and after, and we did that. So from there, I think the mindset to try to score points, and if they give us a touchdown, that's what we're going for.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Whether it's that catch, which I agree with you, heck of a catch. I actually thought you overthrew him when I saw it live. I was like, oh, he missed him. And then right on the fingertips, he snares it. Or even the throw to Austin Hooper, where he kind of mossed the defensive back. When you see guys make those plays for you, do you sort of bank that? And does that make you even more confident next time? Oh, next time, yeah, there's a guy on him, but I know he'll make a play for me. Is that confidence in the making?
Yeah, I think it's 100%. I think that's, gets confidence in me throwing to him. You know, there's been numerous times, throughout the entire year. I remember the Hunter's catch over the middle against Buffalo. He get up and got it. Kayshon's made some great grabs on the sideline, and Diggs getting his feet in and pop with the one-hander yesterday. I think that's just, just keeps on going back to, them making plays for me. I think that's what my job is to do, give them a chance to make plays, and that's what we preach in that room, and they're continuing to do it.
Let's talk about Mike Vrabel for a minute, if we can. Obviously, a very emotional day for him, though he tried to downplay it all week long, heading back to where he used to work and prowl the sidelines for 6 years. Can you sort of talk about how that emotion spilled over onto you and especially the team? Seemed like both your post-game press conference, which we heard live last night on our post-game show, and then that video the Patriots circulated on social media afterwards where you gave him a game ball, seemed like you were a little bit emotional there as well yourself. What kind of seems like he's having a real profound impact on you, Drake?
Yeah, I think it meant a lot to us. Him downplaying, not making it a big deal, and what I was hinting at earlier, what's interesting versus what's important, and he cared about us. He cared about his team, and he said that was in the past, and he's moved on. He's worried about us, and we love playing for Coach. And I know I had a similar experience back in high school when I left my old high school and played my old high school in a game, and we beat them. And I know it's not the level of what Coach had being a head coach in the NFL, but I know that it just means more, and we know it means more for him. And go back to a place where he's had history and great success, so we wanted to win it for him. And I think it was cool to see him kind of care in the locker room and show some emotion.
You are the captain, you're the quarterback, but were you also a little bit nervous in that game ball presentation? Because you're still just 23, and this is Mike Vrabel. There's a lot of grown men circled around you. Were you a little nervous there?
I wouldn't say that. I think you just say what comes to mind, and whatever's on your comes to mind, whatever on your heart. I think that's always something that's safe to go with. So that's been my mindset of any time getting up in front of the team or inside the huddle, breaking them down. And I think that's the best way to approach it, just be yourself.
So, Drake, obviously you 21 of 23 in passing yesterday, but you had a bunch of runs, too. You're the second leading rusher, had over 60 yards on the ground, and took a couple of dings as well during the day. How are you feeling today? And any sort of talk with Josh or Mike about avoiding that afterwards, or anything you can do to try to make sure that to keep you on the field and on the sidelines and out of the little blue tent?
Yeah, I think that's important, is being smart. You know, being smart and knowing, you know, when to get down. And I slid a couple times yesterday and probably should have slid some more. But, no, I'm feeling good today and feeling good to go for get back out there and practice this week.
Do you worry about your head, or is that just something when you play the game of football that you know can be an issue? We're all familiar with CTE and concussions and all that, but you have to kind of put it out of mind to play the game. Do you worry about it?
Yeah, I don't think that's something that you try to, you know, really try to think of a lot. You know, in this sport we play, you know, it's a brutal sport, and you know, we put our life on the line out there, and we know that, you know, the benefits of it. You know, they're paying us a lot of money to play this game, and really, I think, you know, you're playing to win. So I think at, you know, whatever cost, you know, third or fourth down, or trying to get a first down, or in the end zone, is I'm willing to, you know, put on the line for the team.
One of the things that we've seen happen is you continually establish different kinds of relationships and chemistry with the receivers. You know, it's good with the tight ends now. You and Diggs have something going, had something early with Pop as well. And obviously the deep ball with Kayshon Boutte is excellent right now. We keep hearing that Kyle Williams is next in line, that he's really close to, like, making an impact on the game. Do you feel like that connection is near jumping out to the next level for you guys?
Yeah, I think he's doing all the right things. He's knowing where to line up. He's making plays in practice. He's making a lot of plays in practice on the scout team. So he's just keep on doing the right things, and he's got the right mindset. So he can help us, and we're just excited to see what he can do in the future for us.
I don't know if it annoyed you at the time, but you probably remember a question I asked you about desire to win or the drive to win early in the year. I've taken a lot of heat for that. And the more you win, the more it seems like a dumb question that I asked you back then. But now I wanted to ask you a different question that I've talked to a lot of athletes about over the years. Do you like winning more, or do you hate losing?
Yeah, I hate losing. I think hating losing is what I've kind of, throughout my, you know, any sports career, I think especially in a team sport, you know, that losing feeling, it hurts, and it's not a good feeling. So winning is enjoyable and fun, but there's still some things to work on, and losing, you know, you didn't put your best foot out there, and all that work you put into it, you want to come out on top.
With all the praise that's been coming your way recently, obviously, pregame shows, postgame shows, national media, radio guys, everyone has been sending a lot of sunshine your way for the season that you're having. I'm just kind of curious, who in your life right now is like your perspective checker, or who like makes sure that you like stay in line and don't get too high on everything? Is it your wife, your brothers who famously roasted you on draft
night? My brothers will be there for the rest of my life. They're always in the group chat or on FaceTime saying, "You had a guy open deep." My brother's at the game yesterday saying I had a guy open deep late in the game. So they'll always be there to, as the older brothers, to
bust
just remind me of.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll be always, they've always done that my whole life. So I enjoy it.
Well, tell them that Jason McCourty on the telecast said he's never seen anyone throw deep balls better than you. So your brothers must have really high standards. I want to ask you something about Mike Vrabel. You gave him the game ball. It's clear you guys love your coach. Like, we can just observe and see how much you care and appreciate for your coach. Has anything surprised you about playing for Mike Vrabel? Because I covered him as a player, and I thought he was more of a hardo than this. He seems to have a little bit more of a loving style of coaching, or supportive style of coaching, than I thought he might. But has anything surprised you through this to this point playing for Mike Vrabel?
No, I wouldn't say surprised. You're just kind of learning your head coach as you go about it. I don't think, you know, much of it is surprise. You're just kind of learning, you know, what he expects out of us each week, how much he's going to challenge us and coach us, and then how much he cares about us at the end of the day, and sees the big picture of wanting to get the best out of us, and wanting to do it in his way, and what he feels like is best for the team.
Looking forward, Drake, obviously you guys, I think a lot of us are surprised, but it's awesome to see you guys are the number two seed in the conference, sitting at 5-2, 4-game win streak, 3 road wins in a row, first time the franchise has ever accomplished that, so congrats. And now you come home for, I think, a couple of tougher tilts than people anticipate, with Atlanta coming up in a few weeks, but then Cleveland this Sunday as well. How's this little gauntlet of these two home games followed by Tampa looking at you right now?
Yeah, I think it's a tough stretch. It's just a tough stretch for us going to be offensively. You know, Cleveland's really good on defense. Atlanta does some great stuff. But yeah, I think just focusing on Cleveland and trying to get back out there in front of a home crowd and try to, you know, keep on making one of our goals is being a, making it tough to play at our place. And that's what we're trying to do. We know we got a tough challenge versus Cleveland on defense. They're playing well.
I saw the report that you hosted the offensive line dinner this week, some hibachi. How did that go? Is it safe to say there were not squirt guns filled with sake being shot around the room? Is that not okay? How'd that go?
Yeah, that wasn't. We told the hibachi guys that wasn't the vibe. We were just trying to get some food and camaraderie. So it was good.
And your wife made dessert? I read that detail. She made some homemade desserts for everybody. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. She's trying to. I think they like them, so they'll probably have to make some more for them pretty soon in the upcoming weeks.
All right, Andy, should we welcome him into his favorite new segment?
Let's go. It's may or may not time.
All right, Drake, so as you know... okay, well, it's good to know that that's your aw shucks for it. All right, so every week I'm going to ask you a couple of questions as we help get to know you. Drake, may or may not. Of course, may means yes. May not means no. Based off of your hibachi dinner with your teammates last week, may or may not, next time you have the offensive line over, hire a sushi chef.
Sushi? Ooh, I probably think that's a may. I'm not a huge sushi fan, but I know the guys are, so whatever the guys want, that's a possibility.
Okay, nice. In light of the trip to Nashville, country music, may or may not?
May, yeah, big country music. Big country music fan.
You got any favorites? Who are your favorites?
Ooh, favorites. Luke Combs from my hometown. Eric Church, big fan. Jason Aldean. I went to Morgan Wallen concert recently. He was good, so I like listening to everybody.
All right, we can maybe have a little rejoin there with some of your favorites here during the segment. May or may not, enjoy a good cry while watching an emotional movie.
May not. No, I'm not a very emotional crier watching movies. My wife is, but not me.
All right, and last one for this week. Pumpkin spice, it is the season. Pumpkin spice, may or may not?
May. I love pumpkin. Pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie. I'm a big pumpkin fan.
Nice. All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Kyle in Kingston wants to know, what did you think of your little taste of Massachusetts high school football on Friday Night Lights?
I was impressed. I think two good teams. It was a great game. I ended up on a game-winning field goal and was impressed with the crowd. It was awesome to get back into high school sports and take a look back at reminding me of my days playing high school. So it was fun to go out there and watch.
Can I ask you what did you reach peak selfie or peak handshake, high five, or autograph? Like, or were people cool with you?
No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, a few fist bumps and selfies, but it was cool.
Massachusetts high school football on par with North Carolina?
I think that'd be interesting. I think Charlotte football and North Carolina football is a little bit slept on, in my opinion, but I was impressed up here. I think it'd be some good games.
All right, man. Appreciate you having a little fun with us. Maybe we'll get you a pumpkin spice latte if we're ever in studio with you again. And good luck against the Browns and Myles Garrett this week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
That was Drake May a little bit earlier in the show here on a Patriots Monday. And I want to go to the Dan Ball geography desk. So where is Drake May from that he shares the hometown with Luke Combs?
So he is from Huntersville, North Carolina. And it's confirmed, if we are to believe Wikipedia, which you can and you can't, that both of them are natives. Others include NASCAR driver Harrison Burton and Major League pitcher and Baseball Hall of Famer Hoyt Wilhelm, among others.
Oh, Hoyt Wilhelm.
Yeah. And actress and singer Renee Rapp, who we were discussing off air, is kind of on the upswing right now in her career.
Yeah, so how big's the town? Is that the population on your little Wikipedia page there? Because Luke Combs and Drake May, the high-end country singer and the best
talented
quarterback in
town, very talented.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive stock they got
also,
there.
Also, while we're on the subject, instead of a pumpkin spice latte, maybe we can bring him, like New England does have like a tremendous beer scene. We could bring him like one of those nice pumpkin spice beers, like a Shipyard or something like that.
Sure, anything. I didn't want to tell him there because it didn't feel like it went with the flow of the interview. I hate pumpkin. I hate all things pumpkin. muffins, coffee, spice, unspiced, pumpkin pie.
Man.
I think pumpkin pie is the most overrated dessert in the history of desserts.
Oh, man.
It's pumpkin baby food in a pie plate. It's just not that good, and we pretend.
But you'll eat circus peanuts, and you'll freebase strawberry syrup.
The heart wants what the heart wants. Yes, Dan Ball.
By the way, it's the 15th largest town or city in North Carolina, 64,000 and change as per an estimate in 2023. So relatively decent in size.
That's a good size.
Yeah.
I also learned something in that interview that I don't think I knew about Drake May, and I might need to look down this rabbit hole. So he switched high schools. I'm assuming he went to a better high school or a better football program as he was sort of tracking towards being what he is now, going to UNC, being a high-end prospect and all those things.
He started at William, looks like Huff High School in Cornelius, North Carolina, and transferred after his freshman year to Myers Park High School in Charlotte. So probably jumped up in size of school pretty significantly.
And the Myers Park is the one we've seen the jerseys at Patriots practice. I think they played in like almost a fluorescent green is what they wore, because I've seen some of those Drake May jerseys down in the practice fields of Foxborough. So, okay, that's your getting to know tidbit of the day with Drake May. He likes pumpkin spice. I thought he was going to shoot down sushi, but then he was like, I'll get it because they love it, and much more, Fitzy.
Yeah. Also, Myers Park High School in Charlotte, public school. Didn't go to like a prep school or some sort of special academy where elite athletic talents like himself might be fostered or curated. Nope. Good old Myers Park Public High in Charlotte.
And it worked out okay because he went to UNC, maybe the best public school in the country. And now he is a superstar in the making with your New England Patriots. Speaking of superstars in the making, up next, we have our Pick 6 review, which I know we've been bad for a while, but we were really close to being perfect this weekend. We just missed. Luckily, I made some money because I took the cash out at the opportune time. Our Pick 6 review up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball for the final time. What is trending?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots are now 5-2 on the season. They won their fourth straight game yesterday afternoon, taking down the Titans by a score of 31-13. With the win, the Patriots have now played in and won three consecutive road games in a single season for the first time since the 1970 merger. With his performance on Sunday, noted friend of WEEI Afternoons, Drake May, set a new franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage with a minimum 20 pass attempts at 91.3. The previous record was held by Tom Brady, surprise, surprise, at 88.5%. New England looks to keep it going when they host the Cleveland Browns next Sunday at 1 p.m. Tonight, Week 7 in the NFL concludes with a Monday Night Football doubleheader. In the first game, it's the 5-1 Bucks visiting the 4-2 Lions. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 6. Then at 10 p.m. Eastern, the 2-3 Texans take on the 4-2 Seahawks. The Bruins lost their fourth consecutive game last night. They fell to the Utah Mammoth by a score of 3-2. Boston finishes their Western road trip with an 0-3 record. They return home tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers. The Celtics tip off their season on Wednesday night when they host the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip off for that one is at 7:30. The Revolution saw their season come to an end on Saturday night with a 2-2 draw at home against Chicago Fire FC. And from around Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners by a score of 6-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS to force a Game 7 tonight in Toronto. First pitch of that one is at 8:10. George Kirby, Shane Bieber, the pitching matchup. The winner faces the Dodgers in the World Series as LA completed the series sweep of the Brewers in the NLCS on Friday night. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Starting to have trust issues here with the text line. During the break, I did a little research.
Oh, starting.
I don't see any Tom Brady audio about Drake May.
Yeah, that was from like 2 weeks ago.
He's BSing me, the texter.
Tom Brady's not nice enough to say nice things about Drake May.
Also, there's a good shot at the Bruins here from Dan Ball's latest trending. 781, Bruins lost to the Utah Mammoths? Is that even an NHL team?
It's a great question. And it's Mammoth singular, so technically it's
not. I know,
not,
but he put Mammoths.
Yeah, it's almost funny. It's a funnier point to do Mammoths, yeah.
And I get it.
It's not good.
I get it. No, that was the one you were at least supposed to steal out there, and now you got to come back for the Panthers. That is a real NHL team. In fact, I believe they're the best NHL team because...
Yeah.
They gave them a big cup thing that they all get to
They're
walk
a really good team, not just a real team.
That's unfortunate. But it's also unfortunate how close we came to the sweet, sweet, sweet taste of victory. And my $2 also almost making me $96 and change. And yet, we need the results of the pick six, Diz.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones! With the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Well, it was a welcome turnaround this week for the fellas of WEEI Afternoons in the pick six. We came in with a 2-4 record in week six and a 13-23 total record entering play this week. But we were feeling, I can't even say we were feeling confident because I don't think we were, but we were throwing darts at a board and we were trying to see if any of them would work. We begin, Stiz, with Andy Hart's pick at the top.
Menungai to the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
That touchdown came as part of a Bears 26-14 win over the Saints. The Bears are the only NFL team to score 21 or more points in every game this season. This is also the first time in 7 years that they've won four straight games in a season. The Bears cover Andy Hart's -4.5.
Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams clicking? Coming together? Is this a long-term relationship, do we think? It's an interesting development in Chicago. We're so caught up in ourselves here in New England with Drake May, the second-year quarterback and first-year coach. Looks like the Windy City has some similar vibes, Fitzy.
Yeah. Did you see the video afterwards? Like, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel keeps it kind of calm, emotionally centered in the locker room. I thought Ben Johnson was going to, like, fight a guy. Well, he is an animal.
He wanted to fight a sideline reporter earlier this year because he didn't, like, per question, so I think he's got a little extra energy.
Seems like he's channeling his energy in a better direction towards his football team instead of the people trying to do their jobs. Joe Mazzulla should try that, as a matter of fact. Next one, Stiz.
Judkins unleashed! Judkins! Touchdown!
You think the Cleveland Browns are bad? Just watch the Miami Dolphins. 31-6, Cleveland beats Miami. The Cleveland Browns have scored 8 touchdowns since Quinshon Judkins began his Browns career. Judkins has 4 of them himself. Meanwhile, Tua Tagovailoa has the most 2-plus interception games in the NFL since 2022. He, Fitzy, has done it 12 times, and as part of that, your Browns were able to cover that -2.5 pretty smoothly.
That was less an endorsement of the Browns' offense and more a vote against how just poorly the Dolphins, like, they are a disaster right now. How Captain Tracksuit, the vaped crusader, is carrying on. He looked like just such a mockery of a head coach before the game, during the game, and after the game. He's broke. The team is broke. There are reports from Jordan Schultz now that they might trade up to all 3 pass rushers, Judon, Chubb, and Phillips. Meanwhile, the Browns just dominated them with that defense. That's one to keep your eye on this Sunday in Foxborough, folks.
Mike McDaniel, good thing he probably wears fancy slip-ons because they'd be taking his shoelaces away. I mean, that is a broken man if you've ever seen. We went through.
Be toast.
I thought Mac Jones was a broken man here as a quarterback. I am now witnessing what a true broken man as a head coach is. And I don't really like him, so I don't know that I really feel bad for him, but he broke him.
Yeah, I honestly can't believe that they didn't leave him on the tarmac. I don't even know if they were home or away on this one, but I can't believe it's taking this long. It's so incredibly obviously over. What's the delay?
And he has to come in front of, like, you know, a room full of 100 men that are adults, and some of them making $5, $10, $15, $50 million a year. He has zero confidence, juice, anything left in whatever he did have is long gone. I agree with you. I don't know how you can continue to roll him out there.
Didn't they just give him an extension last year? Was it last year?
2 years ago? But it doesn't matter. When it's that broken, you got to fix it. You have to remove. Like, it's. You can't. You're a multi-billion-dollar business. I'm not sure it ever was, but the broken version is toast.
Yeah, it was fun at the beginning. It was kind of more of like a peer than a coach. It never really felt disciplinarian, so to speak. But yeah, if Penn State can pay James Franklin $50 million, then Miami can pay Mike McDaniel whatever he has left to never coach there again. All right, next one, Stiz.
Couple of field goals. Holding one. And reaching up, it's intercepted by Horn again. It looked like Josh Reynolds was going to catch that, but Horn got his hands on it first and wouldn't let go.
Another assault on the eyeballs for the Jets for NFL fans. The Panthers, though, were able to take advantage of it. Panthers 13 and Jets 6. It's kind of like when the JV teams play before the varsity. The Panthers have a record above 500 for the first time since October 2021. Along the way, this was the fewest points allowed on the road for them since 2017. The longest run allowed was 8 yards against the Jets, that 3 straight weeks of presenting a 10-yard rush. And J.C. Horn's 2-interception day is the first for the franchise since James Bradbury did it in October 2019. So it wasn't pretty, but it did cover Ted's -1.5 for the Panthers.
That's pretty impressive. 3 straight weeks without a run of 10 yards. Because that includes scrambles. Like, in this modern NFL, I mean, Drake May probably had 2 or 3 scrambles for 10 yards. That's pretty impressive for the Panthers.
It's the Jets. It's three straight weeks.
It wasn't always the Jets. It was two other teams.
Two other teams is impressive. The third week, though, like, it is. It's impressive. The Jets, I think we can all, like, routinely agree, this is the worst team in football. It's so bad for Aaron Glenn. He said today at his morning presser, he was going to call around to other coaches to get some ideas as to what he should do about his quarterback situation. How have you handled situations like mine before?
You know who I would bring in? Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau. He's making the rounds in the NBA, stopped at wherever the hell he was. He's in Boston now. Maybe just, I don't know, he's a great coach. He knows defense. Give him a shot at running an NFL team. Can't be any worse.
It's so bad that we're bringing in a basketball coach.
Yeah.
That's what we've been reduced to.
I have no faith, and Ted said this, like, nice guy and all, but that's also not working. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, though. The list of hot coaching candidates isn't exactly all that hot. There's like a lot of people already say Robert Saleh is back in the rotation. Mm-hmm. The former Jets coach. Obviously, the Jets won't be looking for Robert Saleh. A name I struggle with, and I hate that I struggle with it because I really respect his work. Lou Anarumo.
The old defensive coordinator for the Bengals.
The Bengals canned him, and he's now in Indianapolis, and now people are saying he's a head coaching candidate. Like, it's just coming at you fast and furious.
How about your boy Nick Cayley?
I have not seen him on the list.
Okay. All right, and we'll leave that
Texans
one there.
Dan, who did the Texans play tonight?
Seattle. The Seahawks out west, right?
Sneaky Seahawks.
Ooh. 10 o'clock kickoff. Andy will see no minutes of that game tonight.
That's probably, unless I wake up after falling asleep on the couch and see some portion of it.
Right.
That is true.
Like, all right, I got to put my ice cream bowl in the sink.
You're making me sound like a fat guy, and I am not. I'm nice and lean.
We've had extended conversations about Cotton Candy Crunch and Peeps today on the show. You've made yourself sound like a fat guy. But that's okay.
Fair.
That's enough about you. Let's get to what I did to the parlay this week, Stiz.
To the right side of Love, who fakes the handoff to Jacobs, and now throws, and it's taken in for a touchdown by Kraft.
The Packers did beat the Cardinals by a score of 27-23. Cool story from this week with them as well. Great story. The Packers signed kicker Lucas Haversick last week. He was prepared to be a substitute teacher before Green Bay called, and he kicked a franchise record 61-yard field goal. So a great story, but unfortunately, the spread was -6.5. So by just a couple of points, Andy Hart, I cost you. Your $96 victory.
You did. We came kind of a field goal shy of what we needed, those 3 points. But you're right. It is a great story. So he was going to make like what? I don't even know what they make, like $72 a day or something as a substitute teacher. Instead, he's kicking a massive field goal to keep the Packers alive. This would have been a bad loss for the Packers. It hurts our parlay, but at least in the real world, they escape with the actual victory.
And very quietly, Fitzy, Jacoby Brissett is the guy who has been under center for the Cardinals. Yeah. They've lost a couple of games, but he's kept them at least within, let's say, within covering from a gambling perspective.
He's kept them within respectable distance because they played the Colts tight the week before. Hell, they played the Colts better than the Chargers, who people like myself believe could be an AFC West contender. They played them better, and then they had the lead over the Packers, Dan. Fatrequad is a yesterday's game, that guy.
279 passing yards and 2 touchdowns with no picks. 25 of 36 was Jacoby Brissett yesterday for the Cardinals. So the Packers win, but they do cost us the leg in our parlay. Onward we trudge, Stiz.
Get it for the fourth time. Prescott. Oh, a lot of time. Oh. Airs it out deep down the field. CeeDee Lamb breaks the tackle. No one home. Touchdown, Dallas.
Andy was worried about this one. The Cowboys were not. 44-22, they beat the Commanders to cover Stiz's -2.5. Dak Prescott is the sixth player all-time with 40 games of 3-plus touchdown passes in his first 10 NFL seasons. He joins Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson in that. So Fitzy, a dominant victory for the Cowboys in an NFC East matchup.
Man, if they didn't play the majority of the season like the Dallas Cowboys, if they just had a decent, you know, it's almost like if they had, you know, like this linebacker defensive end hybrid who would be all over the field and is a generational game changer, man, they'd be something.
Instead, we have to listen to Tom Brady just go, ooh, ah, make noises as Dak Prescott makes plays. Is Dak Prescott a Hall of Famer?
That's a great question. If he keeps this up for another 3 or 4 years, the answer is yes. I think he can.
I don't know if he can make it based on his career if they never win anything. I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer. If
you think he's just a stat compiler? I mean, he's
a little bit.
How about this? Best fourth round quarterback ever?
I'd have to do a little more research. Where was Joe Montana? Was Joe Montana third or fourth round? Because if Joe Montana was in the fourth round, then no, he is not. I think he was the third round for Montana.
Yeah.
I'd have to do a little bit more research there. But I don't know. Dak Prescott's infuriating because there's times when you watch him and you're like, he's so good. And then you watch him, and he contributes to them losing. And it's not always the obvious play, but missed throws. Just, he doesn't have it, it doesn't feel like.
Joe Montana selected 82nd overall in the third round.
Yes, I was right again.
All right, last one, Stiz.
8 back in coverage this time for Minnesota. Hurts pointing, throwing, trying to find a loose man. It's A.J. Brown. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles on the opening drive.
Eagles get it done against the Vikings. Jalen Hurts is the first player this season to have a game with a perfect passer rating. Active quarterbacks to throw 325 or more yards on less than 25 pass attempts in a game. That's Jalen Hurts and Hurts alone. He's the first quarterback since Drew Brees in 2009 to do that without turning the ball over. So Brian was able to cover the Eagles -1.5 and a much improved week, Andy, for WEEI Afternoons. A 5-1 record in the parlay. I consider myself a man of faith. I will be back and better next time to try to round out a perfect 6-0.
I think it's more likely we go back to like 1-5 next week than it is that we win, but I'll keep betting. Fair. I'll keep having faith in all of us, and we had faith in the Patriots. Just to wrap that up, we all picked the Patriots. We all picked the Patriots to cover, and they did, and Dan Ball wants a cookie because he was closest to the score. Dan Ball picked 31-14.
He got a cookie.
He did get a cookie earlier, so it was a perfect day. We all picked Patriots, and he got a cookie. Coming up next year on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. We'll a little more talk of Drake May visiting some high school football. Also, we have a segment idea from the text line. It revolves around Stiz, but it's not a quiz. What is that? It's up next on Odds and Ends here on WEEI After.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
That was good audio from Brad Marchand. I'm assuming it would be better if he told us the actual stories that weren't PG-rated of things he's seen from Boston sports fans. Fitzy, where are we on Brad Marchand? Are we, like, over it? He's moved on, glad he's happy, remarried, found success. Do we wish he was back? Like, where are we on that?
No, I think I'm very happy with him. I'm actually more comfortable with where Brad Marchand is right now than I ever was with Tom Brady. Here's one of your all-time greats taking their talents down to the warm climate of Southern Florida, Midwest Southern Florida, Mid-East Southern Florida, whatever. The Patriots, well, they were still pretty messy when Tom Brady left, but they got good again kind of quick. The Bruins are not going to make any sort of turnaround anytime soon, and this guy deserved to go. And the best thing that you could say is he's happy, he's winning, he's enjoying the twilight of his career, and this is supposed to be a growing year, a development year, and maturation point for guys like Pasta without him around, so I couldn't be happier for him.
Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We are leading into Monday Night Football pregame show right after ours at 6 o'clock. I think it's my favorite show on the national station. It is Mike and Mike, the Golic, senior and junior, leading you into Monday Night Football. But we did, Stiz, I got to get to this, Stiz, because there's a very nice text. Happy Monday, everyone. Love the afternoon show. Hope you all stay together a long time. Stiz, you are great. Idea for a new segment, dating advice called Riz with Stiz.
I don't know if you want to be taking dating advice from your boy.
Well, they say Stiz. Those who can't teach.
Hey.
So,
hey, Stiz, I always wanted to end up on a wanted poster or on milk carton. What do you think I should do?
Listen, I mean, if you happen to like girls or the opposite sex or partners, I should say.
Jesus, where is this going?
Partners, if you happen to like partners that, you know, may kill you in your sleep, then I might be the guy to talk to.
We did have a text earlier. I'm glad you landed that plane because I had no idea where that was.
I was
going to
say, there's
crashing.
A button you can hit right under the counter. I'm it erases joking. The previous I'm 10 joking. Seconds of radio.
That was landing the plane?
That was on the river a little bit. It was bouncy, but I think people were able to use their seat cushions as a flotation device after that landing. But Stiz, we did get a text earlier that asked if you are single. So I'll let you answer it on the air for the texter that asked earlier. Stiz, are you single?
I am. I am single at the moment. Yes.
So, and interested and available and ready to go, right?
Single and ready to mingle, Andy.
You got a new shirt on. You were very happy with your Columbia shirt you got. It's making you look very lean back there.
I was just
telling
you about good deals Costco had.
You're getting in shape. You've been hitting the gym. You're going to a wedding.
That's right.
I mean, things are really coming together for you. So there's a lucky lady out there that has an eye on you, has been watching the Twitch feed with us here on WEEI. She could be lucky. What is the what's the first game? I know the second game is Seattle and
first game is Buccaneers at Lions.
Buccaneers Lions.
It's a hell of a game.
Yeah, the trouble is I missed the start of it because it starts too early. I'm never happy. I bitch at late starts, and now they're starting too early.
We know.
And now I'm going to get home. But enjoy some Monday Night Football. Tomorrow we'll be back for a Tuesday. Ted will be here. Fitzy will be here. We'll talk to Mark Schlereth at 2:30. Brian Hoyer at 4:30. We'll continue to enjoy Drake May's success and the way the Patriots are playing. 2-6, WEEI Afternoons. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Oh, and that's George Strait.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.